Roma, you probably didn't know this, but it was my Elvis imitation that got me Jennifer. You know that, huh?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How about just, it wasn't your singing. It was your...
No. No.
I thought it was that big life insurance policy.
Yeah, it was the big life insurance policy. That's what it was. Exactly. Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Services here, trying to talk y'all through how to be prepared for the claim we hope you never have to make. And I want to talk a little bit about home security right now, because as I mentioned, 1 in 36 homes coast to coast will be robbed. That's 6,000 homes a day nationally. That's 5 in Arizona every hour. 90% of the cases go unsolved. You will not get your material back. People are robbing you to turn whatever they can fit into their pockets into cash as fast as possible. It's virtually impossible to track. And those of you in the Phoenix metro area, just yesterday morning, saw on every news station a car that had hit an SRP or APS power transformer, caused an accident, closed down an entire neighborhood, put thousands of people out of power. The reason that car chase was started is someone called the police and said, I think we have someone casing our neighborhood. And casing the neighborhood is now a very, very popular way for criminals to decide which neighborhoods they're going to work and which homes they're
going to
hit.
Where am I getting noticed and not noticed?
That's exactly right. And if I'm casing, I'm not Rosie Romero, your favorite handyman right now. I'm Rosie Romero, the crook, the criminal, the bad guy. If I'm driving through your neighborhood, I'm trying to determine which home can I get in as fast as possible, as out fast as possible, with as little chance of being seen as possible. The great majority of break-ins occur in the middle of the day, right after lunch, because I'm a bad guy. I kind of like to sleep late. I'm up late at night fencing my stuff and taking the drugs that I buy with the cash that I fence your jewelry with. So I sleep in kind of late. I get up about lunch, and then I usually hit the homes in the middle of the afternoon, in the middle of a lighted day, and I go right through your front door. And I'm only going to take about 30 seconds to try and get in. So I'm looking for front doors that are shielded from view. I'm looking for front doors that look flimsy. I'm looking for front doors that I think I can get in quick. And I don't care what kind of front door you have. If I want to get in, I'm going to get in, and I'm going to get in less than 30 seconds with a sledgehammer. Once I'm in, Clay, where am I going?
You're going right to probably the bedroom.
Absolutely.
You're looking for jewelry boxes.
Absolutely.
You're going right to the man room for that big screen TV, maybe even something smaller, depending on if you have help or not. But the smaller items tend to go fast. They go in a bag. They go out the back door. They jump a fence, and they're gone.
So here's what we're trying to do, folks. If I'm casing your neighborhood, you want your front door to be my least desirable target. Make your home the least desirable. Let me, the bad guy, start being drawn and writing addresses down to your neighbor's homes. Once you secure your home, share these tips with your neighbor. Then you're creating an entire neighborhood that's invincible that would deter people from ever casing the neighborhood in the first place. Another great deterrent, even if you have to go on the internet and buy acmealarmsign.com, you can buy them for about $4, put it in your yard. Put an alarm sign in your front yard. Put the screen door in the security screen doors, I think, are probably one of the most deterrent, the best deterrents you can get. And get a good one. Don't get one that I can just break through in 30 seconds. Hide a keys. I can spot a hide a key in your front yard from the next county. Because one of the things I'm doing when I'm casing your neighborhood is I'm going into the hardware stores and the locksmith stores in the neighborhood, and I'm seeing what hide a keys they're selling. Okay. If you must keep a hide a key out in your front yard, keep your neighbor's house key in that one, okay, or someone 3 or 4 doors down, and y'all swap. Your key is in the hide a key down on their property, and their key is in the hide a key on your property. How about window bars?
You know, window bars, we get those every once in a while, and I'll tell you, from an insurance company's perspective, they actually really dissuade homeowners from putting window bars on for the opposite reason. It's not a matter of keeping folks out. It's a matter of folks leaving from inside the house in an emergency, a fire or something like that, where they need to get out of the house quickly. So a lot of insurance companies are really going to dissuade that. But I think you mentioned a lot of great things on how to protect your house. You actually mentioned to kick off the segment with the incident over here on Northern.
Yeah.
Know your neighbors. Get to know your neighbors. Meet them, shake a hand, you know, let them know who you are, because it's those folks that we have had countless clients tell us, my neighbor called the police for me when I was at work and they stopped it or they prevented it from getting worse, the theft, et cetera. So knowing your neighbors, I think, is big. Having great lighting, a strong front door. Be careful of those doors that have those really ornate, nice windows embedded in them that you can just crack and open the door with the lock with your hand. Screen doors are great.
Alarm security systems are great. Romy, wasn't it just about 6 months ago we had a woman call on the show and she was crying? And she had heard me give the home security presentation, I think, at her homeowners association. One of the things we say is don't keep your valuable jewelry in the master bedroom.
That's right.
Go to Michael's or go to Hobby Lobby and buy junk costume jewelry that looks okay, stuff that in your master bedroom, and move your family heirloom pieces to another location.
Yep.
Once I'm in your house as a criminal, I'm going to get in quick, I'm going to get out quick. I'm not going to spend 30 minutes looking. What I can find in 5 minutes or less is all I'm going to take. We'll be back right after this, y'all. Rosie on the House with Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Services.
Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.